Curfews in 40 US cities did nothing to quell the anger and outrage on Sunday night. Police once again confronted protesters, arresting more than 4,000 people across America as many protests turned violent. President Trump, who so far has avoided addressing the nation to try and calm tensions, has been tweeting. On Monday, attacking anti-fascists, his presidential rival Joe Biden, and the lamestream media, all of which he blames for fomenting hatred and anarchy. Meanwhile, the first court appearance of former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin, charged with third-degree murder after he knelt on George Floyd's neck, has been pushed back a week until next Monday. I'm Nick Harper in Washington.